Well, that brings us to Ali Hamlin-Painga, CEO of Te Matapihi. Now, that's the national body representing Māori housing interests and working to strengthen our iwi-led housing solutions that are grounded often in kaupapa Māori and community well-being. Now, they advocate for sustainable housing by supporting providers and influencing policy to better meet the needs of our people. And Ali, thanks so much for joining us on Wātea once again. Tēnā koe, tuahine.
Oh, ato marie, Dao.
Thanks so much.
Nice to be here.
Kia ora. Well, it really is an issue. Just talking with Tama Pōtaka, who's going to the opening of Te Whare this morning in Titahi Bay. We're hearing of iwi involvement in construction. I'm hoping that they're utilising Māori concepts in their design and construction. We might touch on that in a minute. But from your perspective, Ali, is the current housing approach shifting responsibility onto Māori organisations at iwi to deliver housing rather than direct government provision?
Look, I think that Māori are carrying a lot of the burden just simply because it is our people who are either houseless or living on the streets. And so immediately that puts a responsibility onto our providers to ensure the well-being of our people.
What are the opportunities and risks then for Māori communities if iwi and Māori providers are expected to take a greater lead in housing delivery? Is it a lucrative space? Is it a good way for us to spend our monies, bearing in mind treaty settlements are 2 cents in the dollar deals, but yet we're putting in that base funding for housing development? Sound investment, do you believe, Ali?
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of providers who are community housing providers, so the pressure is on them probably more so because they rely on the support from government. And as you are all aware, there has been a shift in the funding for IRRS and in particular the Whai Kāinga Whai Oranga fund, which is no longer. Many of our providers are... Look, we're looking towards ensuring that we have a tangata whenua-led approach to managing the current housing crisis that we are in. And we have a lot of really good examples around the country where not just iwi and hapū are doing things, but Māori providers in general who are not only working to build houses, they're also working with whānau through a readiness process and ensuring that they have the ability to live in stable housing and who are often impacted by mental health, trauma and drug addiction. So the Māori housing system is very complex and there are a number of solutions that are required. But what we do know is housing is the solution, not transitional housing, not a little bit of emergency housing here and there. We must look to increase the stock and work with our people and enable them to be better housed through home ownership. Affordable rentals aren't always the most effective solution, simply because what is affordable in this day, in these times? And so a number of solutions are required in order to support our people into more sustainable housing.
Well, most housing developers build houses to make a buck. I say that with respect. And so it shouldn't really be any different for Māori. I wonder if we need to critique what's now Kāinga Ora, formerly Housing New Zealand, if you will. And there has been criticism that they have not been the greatest landlords. So there's a couple of issues in there. Should we be building for profit as commercial interests are? And what do you make of the government having such a huge stock of houses? Do you think that's appropriate, Ali?
Oh, look, housing is a human right. And from Te Matapihi's position, it should not be profitable. Where we have our most vulnerable living on the streets. If you're going to make, if you're going to recycling the money back into building more, is the preference. But obviously, you know, people still need to live as well. I think working collectively and looking how we can scale up in terms of development and use of land is really important. You mentioned kāinga ora, and one of the things that Te Matapihi, you know, we do is we engage with the sector, we hear from the sector, and we get direction from them about what it is that we need to do as the National Māori Housing Body. So more recently, we've had a number of hui with the sector in terms of some of the reforms that are happening. And one of the key actions that we're actually currently undertaking is a review of the Bill English report, just to see what's in there, you know, in depth, so that we can understand better some of the reforms that are coming out, which we don't totally agree with. However, we need to find a way forward to simplify and be at the table to ensure that when they're implemented come April 1 next year, you know, we have advocated for the best possible way forward to support our people.
Tēnā koe, Ali. I don't have the numbers. Perhaps you've got a, and they don't have to be huge, like right on the money, but ballpark figures. I don't know how many houses are operated by kāinga ora, how prominent Māori tenancies are within the housing stock that they have, and whether or not they are partnering up with Māori interests as many would think appropriate in modern-day NZ. Where does kāinga ora sit, and how many of our people are tenants in kāinga ora whare?
Yeah, look, I don't have the exact numbers, but what I do know is that we do have a high number of tenants, Māori, in kāinga ora and in social housing in general. We have the highest number of Māori in tenanting transitional housing and the highest number of Māori who are homeless. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. So we are trying to work together nationally to understand, you know, how we can collectively do things. Because one of the other key barriers that we come up against as well when it comes to developing houses for our people, it includes papakāinga too, because the removal of papakāinga money has also had a huge impact, especially in our rural areas. And so what is it? And then there's also the infrastructure that is absent on much of whenua Māori. So there's so many aspects to the Māori housing system that we have to address. But I think more importantly, we have to look at them. We can't just keep getting these one-off reforms here that don't look at the bigger picture, because whilst it might sound that it's a potential solution, one or the other isn't going to work for us. You know, we have issues around investment and financing and how this is applied to Māori land. So there's so many factors in here, and I think the key thing for us as Te Matapihi is to keep engaging with the Māori housing sector and taking the direction and really analysing the policy that is coming through. But more importantly, Te Matapihi have really good relationships with the likes of HUD, and we're also really engaged in terms of the process for the new, which is MCET, the new Crown Agency, which have already appointed a new CEO. So we have been hugely involved in the process to stand that new Crown Agency up. So that's a positive. And the opportunities to be able to feed into that on behalf of our people is critical to the way forward.
Well, it feels like Māori housing interests are pushing for community housing, social housing, if you will, while others are pushing purely at the commercial. We're seeing houses being banged up left, right and centre, and beautiful old homes in suburbs of Tamaki Makaurau, you'd be familiar with it too, Ali, are getting rolled and putting up these architectural blights and monstrosities to house whom? Is these don't look like they're houses to house our people.
Yeah, look, we have to look at a more intergenerational approach there, because whilst we're hearing that there are one and two bedroom needs, the intergenerational approach whereby a house can take care of you, you know, through your early ages, when your whānau increases, when you come up with some disability issues. So that intergenerational design, I know many of our Māori architects and developers are you know, have a strong strong opportunity when they're working with our people. And there are a number of developments that are occurring. And again, it's how we lean into government and influence the policy to allow us to build in that way.
Tēnā koe. Who funds Te Matapihi?
We are supported through Crown Agency and other profit support.
Philanthropic support. So there's a very interesting dynamic, isn't it? I mean, our people with great need pushing for community-focused solutions, but right beside us on the plot next door, commercial interests going hell for leather and banging up these units that have very little cultural consideration in their design, and but they don't share the same sort of community-driven goals that an organisation like the one you spearhead does. It's a bit of a juxtaposition, and they could be working side by side, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always an opportunity for partnership in the private sector, because there are people in the private sector that actually share our values, but it's about the way we move forward on that. Te Matapihi is currently going through a change in terms of how we resource ourselves, because we're really aware that we can't continue to rely on government. And I think most of our providers would prefer not to be, resourced and solely resourced in that way. And it's the way in which we do it collectively. I think there is some opportunity for us to be able to do that. But it will take some work, as we are supported by Crown Agency. However, I think because of the relationship that we do have with them, you know, it's amicable, and we are still able to lean in and not necessarily agree, but also to provide the right solutions for our people as guided by the housing system.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe, thank you. We expect the government to partner up with organisations like the one that Ali runs, but still ensuring accountability sits in the right place. Well, still enabling an aspect of tino rangatiratanga in housing.
Oh,
well, that's the goal. That's the goal. Hey, thanks for taking our call early today. I know you're on a flight soon, Ali. I look forward to another kōrero soon. Miki ana kia koe tuhine. Thank you.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thanks a lot.